very, very difficult, Archer. It's hard to understand, and we're going to try to understand a little bit of it in the way, through the eyes of the Maharal. We'll try to understand it. And I tell you up front that we will not fully understand it. It's very, very difficult. Now, the beginning speaks about the inauguration of the Mishkan. This is an interesting thing, is because we talked about the Mishkan in Shemos, and Vayikra and Tzav didn't talk anything about the Mishkan per se. Spoke about Karbonis. And the inauguration of the Mishkan really is in Parsha Shemini. And it stopped at the end, as we spoke about once, that Vayakal Pekudei is the creation, and then Hashem has a place in this world, and that's called redeemed, so that's why it's in the book of Shemos, that's redemption. And then it speaks about Korbanis, and now we talk about the inauguration. Now the first beginning of this parasha is inauguration. And then it brings how Hashem, Til Shlishi, is how the Rabbeinu Shalom finally has a place, and comes and settles in the Mishkan. Finally, the Mishkan now has its place. Now it speaks about a very difficult Pasha, and the end of the Pasha speaks about kosher and animals, and the animals that are not kosher, and the birds, etc., etc. But let's, the middle, we'll try and touch a little bit on that, but let's see, just Pasha to try and understand Pshat. Very, very difficult. But let's start, let's see the Chumash itself. Vayera kavod Hashem el kol ha'on. And all the nations saw the honor of Hashem. Vateitze eish milifnei amizbeach Hashem. And the fire came out. Vatochal ala mizbeach. And it ate that which was on the mizbeach. Esa ola, the korban ola, v'esa chalovim and the fats. Vayar kol ha'om, and the whole nation saw this great fire, which was the presence of Hashem. Vayoronu, and they were extremely happy. Vayiplu al pneim, and they fell on their face in simple in joy. They fell. Vayikhu bnei Aaron, and the sons of Aaron took, who were they? Nodav and Avihu, two of the sons. Ish machtoso, each one took his own fire pan. Vayiten bohem eish, and they put in it a fire. Vayasimu aleo ketores, and they put on it ketores. Vayakrivu lifnei Hashem eish zora, and they came and brought a strange fire. Ashalot sivo some that Hashem never told them to bring. Vateitze eish milifnei Hashem, and the fire went out from in front of Hashem. Vatochal osam, and it ate them. Vayomusu, and they died lifnei Hashem. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, Moshe said to Aaron, Hu asher diber Hashem lemor, this is what Hashem told me, Bikrovai Ekodesh, for my close ones, I'm going to sanctify the Mishkan. That's how I'm going to sanctify it. And I thought, Moshe says, it was going to be through me and you. Ve'alpnei kol ha'om ekabed, that in front of all the nation it will be honored. And I thought it was going to be me and you, but now I see that your sons are the ones. Vayidom Aaron. And the Aaron was quiet. And here, from here, the Yidom Aaron, he got tremendous reward for that he was quiet. So it would appear from the way we read it, is that Nadav and Avihu did a terrible thing. And they were terrible people. That's the way we'd read. And yet, Chazal teach us, Nadav and Avihu, when the Zohar goes at length to discuss the glory, the holiness, the greatness of Nadav and Avihu. And men, the way it would seem, is that it was a question, who's greater? Moshe and Aaron, or Nadav and Avihu? Tremendous people. So what does that mean? They didn't know that you're not supposed to bring it? And one says that if you look in the next psukim, it speaks about not drinking. Can't come and do the work drinking. And it says they came in and they drank, and therefore they weren't supposed to. They didn't know you're not supposed to. These are great people. They're not giants. And so it needs, it's a very difficult thing. And you look in almost every sefer on the parasha, any machshava sefer, they try to work a thought. I will tell you honestly that I wanted to think, how should I present it to you? So on the day we had off on Wednesday, hours to try and work through. It's a very difficult parasha. So let's learn a little the morale in the Gur Aryeh. Let's see how he discusses it. Some of the footnotes. There's a man who lives partially in Yerushalayim, partially in England. His name is Rabbi Hartman. He's put out many volumes of the morale with footnotes, and he's brought, what he does is he brings very often that which the morale quotes somewhere else. He'll bring it for us in the place. Let's see if we can get some, and again I tell you beforehand, it's not easy, some clarity. One thing for sure is that Nadav and Avihu were from the greats of the generation. In fact, Chazal tell us, Nadav was as big as the three other sons together. And Avihu was equal to at least two of the three. They were greats, giants. And we should never look at them and say, well, look, they brought Eitz Hara, how could they be? And so we have to understand. Let's see. Let's see the Rashi. Vateitze Eish. Pasuk Beis. Vateitze Eish. Rabbi Elezer Omer Lomesu B'nei Aaron Al Yid Ela Al Yidei Shehoru Halacha B'fnei Moshe Rabbon. That they paskind a halacha in front of their Rebbe Moshe. Okay, that also means. What does that mean? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon tries to give us an understanding. Shesuya Yayin Nichnasu LaMikdash. They had drunk wine. They came into the Migdash. Teida, and I'll bring a proof. Sha'acher Misasan, right after they died, after their death. Hizir Anosorim, so the rest of the people that were there were warned. That the ones that drank wine should not go into the Migdash. Right? So therefore it would seem that it's connected. Moshel, to Moshel, Lumelech Shayolo Ben Bayis, as the Medrash says. Okay. And then he says that, I thought it was going to be from the great people, I thought it was me and you, Moshe, and the next Rashi, Vayidom Aaron, and Rav Aaron was quiet. And notice what he says in the bottom line there. I know Bikrovai. What does Bikrovai Rashi say? Bibichirai, my chosen ones. So Nadav and Avihu are called, in the words of Chazal, the chosen ones. Bichirai. So therefore, you see that Nadav and Avihu are not simple people. Let's go to see the morale. And let's begin to understand some depth as to what is going on here.
What did Moshe mean that he thought Aaron, he would be the one?
Because he said they're going to be that's why it seemed that something was going to happen to the two of them, and that's how you're going to bring out the sanctity of such a holy place. No, but now I see that it was from even more chosen people. So Avihu must have been the big, you know.
Right, but
so it's very hard. I'm telling you, it's a very hard parasha to understand. I'm telling you up front.
Where do you get that they were so big? They were so
Bechirai. Look how Rashi describes them. My chosen ones. And Chazal say, if you look at them, you will see in the other pasuk it says, Nadav, Avihu, Ve'elozer, V'yisamar. So Gemara says, wait a second, there's a vav missing. So Chazal say, because Nadav, Avihu, should have said Ve'avihu, Ve'alozer V'yisamar, because it says Avihu is equal to Alozer and Yisamar. And why isn't there any vav between Nadav and Avihu? Because Nadav is equal to all three together. That's a, and all of them, they were the greats. And yet, when Chazal write about them over here, if I would tell you some of the Chazal, it's mind-boggling. One Chazal said they walked behind Moshe and Aaron, and they said, when are those two people are going to die so we could take over? They're talking about people, the Chazal, the Mzayah writes, they're so Kaddish, you can't even begin to understand. I'm telling you, that's why I say to you, it's very difficult, Parsha. Very difficult. Let's, I want to just try and get some insight into what's going on. So, you see the Aleph on the on the third column in front of us on that front page. It's the Aleph. Shehoru Alocha Lifnei Moshe. They paskin in front of Moshe, their Rebbe. Afal Gav Dekro Ksiv Eish Zora Shalot Sivosam. How could you tell me they paskin? It says that it was an Eish Zora that came down that wasn't proper. So what you told me that just now was because they paskin, and the pasuk says it was because it was an Eish Zora. Mipnei also Eish Shekrivu Horu Alocha Bifnei Moshe Rabban. What it means is because that fire, they paskined in front of Moshe. Moshe never told them to do it. They never even asked Moshe. They paskined that you could bring the fire. So they brought the fire, and because they paskined that you're allowed to bring the fire, that's why this fire had such a negative effect on them. Nikra Eish Zora. Dekivin du alocha b'fnei Moshe Rabban, ha'yosra Eish Zor l'fnei Hashem. It was strange in front of Hashem. The Eino Eish Shal Ketores. It's not fire of Ketores, it's a strange fire. Now, please look at note 2. We're going to try and see some of his notes so we'll be able to understand. Note 2. Zor Perusho Chariga V'Yitzia Min HaSeder. Zor means out of the order of what should be. As the Maral explains, Avoda Zora. Now, that we have to just get it clear once and for all. In the Torah language, worshipping an idol is called Mishtachave Le'elohim Acherim. Look in the Aseres HaDibros, it means worshipping to a strange god. In other words, you did the right act to the wrong god, to the strange god. So that's the way it's called there. Came along, the Gemara tells us, and they killed the desire to worship idols. So therefore, one who worships idols is called an avoda zara, a strange act. So today, it's called mishtachaveh, we call it, as we know, the mesechta is called avoda zara, a strange act. But that's not the way it's called in the Torah language. So let's see it. Shavoda zara, nikra kach, why? It's not the norm of an order. It's strange. And that's why it's called Avoda Zora. A worship that's strange. Zora, strange. So therefore, that's the first thing. Now let's go. Rebbe Lezer, let's go to the Beis on top of the Maral itself. Beis. Rebbe Lezer Omer Shesuya Yayin. Let's go through it slow. Pirush. What does that mean? Mipnei Shehoya Shesuya Yayin Hoya Eish Shebiyodom Zora. Whatever you're going to say, Pshat, it has to fit into what the Pasuk called it, an Eish Zora. So if you tell me that it was Shesuya Yayin, that they drank wine, how does that fit with the Pasuk? So the first thing the Maral tells us is, because if they drank wine, they're not allowed to bring the fire. So then the fire is strange because they drank wine. You're not allowed to do the work. L'fi shaloya avodosam avoda. Umasha omar kosev. shalot sivo some that they weren't commanded, b'nei sh'oyu shesuya yayin, because they drank wine, hoya eish zara, shalot sivo Hashem, Hashem never told them. L'fichoch hoyu chayovim serefa. They were burnt. As the fire came out, it went right through their nostrils, burning the inside. The body was complete, but their whole inside was burnt out. Now, why were they chayiv sreifa? So let's see. What does one have to go? Because, look at number five, he says, Ulefi zeh etzem o eish o b'nei Aaron lo yepasul. The fire they brought was not strange. It was good fire. The problem was that they drank wine. But if it wouldn't be for the wine, well, the act that they did was a good act. Elo apsulo yibamakrivim. What was wrong was the people and how they brought it. Upsul zegorim ba'kifin she'ezut echoshim zora. That's why it's called a strange fire. Not because of the fire itself, but because of the ones that brought the fire.
Isn't that true about the first answer also?
What?
Isn't that true about Haru Alach Lifnei Moshe Avim also?
No, what do you mean? No, the first one is learning it was a strange fire.
The way the Maharal said it, said that since it was Haru Alach Lifnei Avim, therefore it was an Eish Zara.
So the Eish was not right. And here the Eish is right.
Why is that more problem of etzim the H than this?
Because they see there, no one told them to do anything. That what they did was not an H kalach.
The fact that it was Hor Alach Lifnei Rabba makes it not kalach.
Right.
When Shmuel Paskin Halacha Lifnei Rabba, that was incorrect halacha, or that was just an incorrect way to pass, incorrect to Paskin,
so
or the halacha
again,
itself is wrong.
Pashit, it was incorrect.
Yeah, but when Pinchas did what he did, he didn't get.
But that was halacha that Moshe taught him. Moshe taught Pinchas that halacha. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's what Pinchas was doing was right. It's just that Moshe could have done. But Moshe, I don't know, however we're going to define it. Now let's continue. Ela inami, or else, shegam rebeleze mode shechnisu eish zara. Second is that even the eish was not right. Ela shesover Shemishum eish zora lo yemesim peace om miyad. The eish zora itself, they wouldn't have died right away. See, one of the things, I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it, the problem is of all the times to kill them, why did you have to do it on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan? Wait a day, wait 2 days, you're in the height of your joy. Of all the building and all the Kiddush and everything, and then right in the middle, you had them die. If they're Chai Misa, wait a day. Why'd they have to do it here? So that's a question that's a very big problem in everybody's mind and needs to be defined. But let's see. If it was just the Eish Zara, they wouldn't have to die immediately. Ki Chol Misa Bidei Shemayim Eino Mimaheres Lavo Kol Kach Kemosha Yubaleim. Misa bidei shemayim doesn't have to be right away. So why do they have to do it? See, look at 7 at the bottom. He says, like the Maral explains, ki misa bidei shemayim eino meis miyad. It doesn't have to die immediately. Shetolo lo b'hapamim shana. Sometimes it can wait a year. Ulapamim yoser. The Eina Kumo Misas Bezdin. It's not like the Misa of Bezdin, Shechayiv Miyad. So therefore, why? Vatam, Lechiluk Zeu Nova Minyanat Shuva. Because Lagabe Misa Bidei Shemayim. But when you're talking about Misa Bidei Shemayim, Shuva helps.
Right.
So Shuva can knock it out. Kumo Shomru, Nischayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim, Ayasev Yichya. If normally he reads one daf, today he'll read two daf. But he could do tshuva to get out. Whereas misa bidei odom, there's no way out. You have to take care of it. So therefore, Bisa Bidei Shemayim doesn't have to be done right away. So why did it happen right away? Back in the Maral, Ulefichoch Sover Shenichnesu Shesuye Yayin. It can't be the Eish, the reason why they died right away, because that's Bisa Bidei Shemayim that could have waited. So must be, because it was Shesuye Yayin, because they came in with having drunk wine. V'davazehu gore misa pisom. That causes sudden death. Why? Ki ein amigdosh sovel shikrus. The Beis Hamikdash and holy places cannot take shikrus. Can't take
drunk.
Why? Lefi shehu hefech hakedusha. Because drunk is the opposite of Kedusha. Now we have to explain right away why. Look at 9 at the bottom. As the Maral explains in other places, Iker Aperonius Deboal Yedea Yayin Ibud HaChochma VaSecha. Because when a person is drunk, his Chochma and his intellect are lost. Asher Yesh Ba'odom. That's what makes man, man. So to be just the body without the seichel, that's not the greatness of man. V'da, ki ha-seichel hu ha-dibuk b'Hashem Yisbara. The intellect, seichel, is what connects you to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'yidei ha-shikris, yover ha-dibuk ha-hu. And by drinking, you lose it. And therefore you're not connected. And he explains further. He becomes totally physical. Ad shukulo guf. Till he is totally body. And that's not what man is. Therefore, shikrus is looked down upon, and surely shikrus can't have any position in the place of Kedusha. The chain, let's go back to the Maral itself. The chain, mit misha sover, mit nesha horu alocha, mora chain, shechnisu eish zara, ela shalo yameisim kach pisom, ela shahora alocha bifne rabam, Shemimaher lovo, death comes quickly, kefimi doso. Why? Look what he says. Shehu kofates, because this man jumped. Umimaher laishiv lifnei rabo, and he went to paskin quickly in front of his rabbi. Ulefichoch Amar Rebbe Lazar laosa Talmud Shora Alocha b'fnei Rabo shelo yotzi shenoso. Maran Eiravin, later on you'll see it, that he's told him, you're not going to live out your days because you jumped. V'ayim mitam zeh ki memayer lovo olov peronius, because bad is going to come quickly to you. So because you went quickly to Paskin Shalom in front of your Rebbe without asking, so the Eish came immediately. But because they sinned with the fire, Loku be'esh, they were hit with the fire. So far. Clear? Questions?
Not clear as to why it had to happen right away, though.
Which one? Remember, if we're going to learn that the pshat was what shesuya yayin,
right?
It's because they had no right to be in this place.
So why did the death have to happen right away? Why couldn't they wait a day or two?
Because they were there.
So they had to die right then?
Right then.
Because of the
and if you hold that there were more a halacha,
right,
because they jumped quickly in front of the Rebbe, had no right to do it. And the reason they died from the fire is because they brought a fire. So therefore, since they did the fire, which was the halacha,
right,
that they did, so they died with the fire. Okay? Good.
Rebbe.
Yes,
I just don't understand how it can have two two so different answers.
And these are only the ones that Rashi discussed. If you look in a Gemara and then you look in the Medrash, there must be at least 8-10 reasons given. And at the end of it, you say, okay, but Lamaisa, what did they do? And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm telling you, we don't.
Yeah, then you go down one path and then you might
As I'm saying to you, it's a very difficult parsha.
Is there any effort made to like connect these two ideas, at least these two ideas that are...
You see that he's working to put the Shri Yayim and the Aish together. That you see he's working here.
Yeah.
And so there is that. But Lamaisa, if you look through Chazal, it's very difficult to understand.
Okay.
Good. Next. The Afal Gav. Sherashi, Shekosav Rashi, Shoyu Chayvim B'Misa, B'Sho Sheitzitzu B'Shechina. That even though Rashi says they were Chayv Misa right then, Kamo Shepirish Rashi, Vayechsu Es Elokim, Vayochu Vayishtu, Kamo Shepirish Rashi Shom. Now what is that? Let's look at note 12. He brings not from the Maral, from someone else, that when Hashem gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, there were people there that looked at Hashem, and they ate and they drank. Now, what does that mean? So it means they ate and drank in joy of the moment. Now, the Ramban and the Mefarshim are really working over there at the end in Pashas Mishpatim, and the difference, what did they do wrong? That they ate and drank. Vayachzu Hashem, apparently they looked at Hashem when they weren't supposed to, but that they ate and drank, what did they do wrong? Now let's see what he says. Kamo Shapirish Rashi Shom, like Rashi explains over there. Ein Zekasha. The Kivon de Ovru Ponim Shel Zam, because since there was a moment of anger, Kamo Shekosev Chav, Kimat Rega Ayavor Zam, wait till the anger passes, the Ovru Ponim Shel Zam Shel Oshesha, Afal Pisha Yuchayov Misa Ba'osesha. These people were Chayiv Misa then. Then. Hashem was upset with them then. Kivan Shaver also ponim shelzam, but since the anger passed, Tzorech lagromas amisa inyan acher. So then it has to come out somewhere else. Dimtlokein, loma lo mesu kolosa shana. Why didn't they die the whole year? Mimatan Torah ada komas amishkan was a whole year. How come they didn't die? Elakivon shalorotza kodesh baruchu lahemis osam b'matan Torah. Hashem did not want to kill them then at matan Torah. Why? Look at 16 at the bottom. Shalorotza kodesh baruchu laarvev simchas haTorah. He didn't want to mix up the simcha of Torah. So then he wasn't going to do it then. Back im kain nizbatlo misa. Then the misa, whose language was his bottle, we stop. V'kivin shen nizbatlo misa. Im kain tzorech hagromas ha-misa chet acher. So Hashem, we waited to see if there's another chet. And when the other chet came, he had them killed for the chet and for that. V'im toima. You'll ask me, im kain lo igia lehem onesh al istaklus b'shechina. So then they never got the punishment for looking at Hashem. Pasuk over there says that they looked for Yechzu as Hashem, and they looked at Hashem when they weren't supposed to. Shariyoyu meisim b'lav ochi mipnei shechotu v'akom es ha-mishkon. It seemed that they died because of what they did in Hashkomes ha-mishkon, and not because of what they did at that time. Ein zekasha, dezos avera goreres or avera bakomas mishkon, kein yira nochen vika, and that seems to be a very important thing. In other words, because they looked at Hashem by Matan Tairu and they weren't supposed to, so now when it came to Hakamas HaMishkan, they had, let's call it, a little bit of an easier time to do what they were going to do. They didn't have the awe that they should have had, and therefore they did it. So one caused the other.
Wise.
Now if you look at 17 at the bottom, he brings his Zohar. That we'll try and see a little bit here. What does that mean? The Zohar says, She'on shom shel Nodav Aviyu, the onesh of Nodav and Aviyu, she'ochlu v'shosu v'govu libam. They looked at Hashem, and they ate and drank, and govu libam means they raised their heart. V'zeu eish zara. V'kodim zeh, there was a decree because it says Vayachzu Asalikim Vayochla Vayishtu. Vikivin Sherohu Shalonan Nan Shupamarishona. The Zohar writes, they saw they weren't punished the first time when they did what they did at Matan Torah. Osugam Kane Bishniya. The next time they also did it what? Shesuya Yayin, and therefore Nisrafu. That's why they got burnt. Imkein o aveira shegavus alei bar Sinai, that which they did by our Sinai, heviu legavus alei, brought them to feel this ability to do b'akomas hamishkan. V'agvos alei v'ashniya, how did it come? The second one was al shesu yayin, through the drinking of the wine. Oh, al yedei shedoch klashov oru rabel larob b'fnei rabom. What? Well, the way they did it. So therefore, one brought on the other. So that's how the Zohar is clearly learning. What it means fully, we don't understand. And we're just learning the words. Because remember, Nadav and Aviyu were described as giants. And yet, when you see it, the way we read it, the words we're saying, it seems not so much so. I'm telling you, difficult parsha. Vaita. V'af al gav shemesu bishvil onesh Aaron, they died in the onesh of Aaron. What does that mean? What does that mean? They died in the onesh of Aaron? What is that supposed to mean? Let's see 19. Loshinareim the ode shemizman she'osa ha'egel nischayev nodav aviyu kaliyah. They were Chayiv Misa, Nodav and Aviyu from the time of the Egel on. Kidiksiv uba Aaron is anef Hashem ma'od. Hashem get very upset with Aaron. Lashmido, to wipe him out. V'espalul gam b'ad Aaron, and we davened for Aaron. Upir Shrashi Lashmido Zekiluya Bonim. I was going to wipe out the children. V'espalul gam b'ad Aaron. We davened for Aaron, v'ayilu tefilasin lemechza, and the tefila helped partially. Mesu shnayim, two of the sons died, v'nisharu tzuhem. So therefore, they're dying according to that. Why did they die? Because of the aveir of Aaron. Because Aaron was the one who made the eagle. And in the beginning of this week's parsha, the Rashi tells us that he had to bring a korban to be mechaper on the eagle so that he could become the Kohen Gadol. Otherwise he wouldn't have been able to. So therefore, he was saved from because of the tefillah that he wasn't wiped out, but two of his sons got wiped out. We have a problem. How does it work? Let's see. Yesh Lomar, very difficult to understand. Yesh Lomar, telling you, the more you look into it, it's hard. The Yesh Lomar, the Kamosha Eitzel a Russia, just like a Russia. Kisha Ochazim Masa Avosam, when they continue the ways of their father, Mishalim Lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Avosam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back the Maisa of their father. Kach Bitzadi Gomur. We need to explain these words. Kach Bitzadi Gomur. Im b'no osu shum chet, Mishalom lo maisa oviv. If the, therefore the father who was the tzaddik didn't get it, but the son did something wrong, so not only will he get it for what he did, but he's going to get the payment that should have come to the father. But because the father is a tzaddik, he is going to be saved. The son is going to get it. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzi shiyov v'chet al tzaddik shel al b'no. If the son wouldn't have sinned, and maybe al b'no chet a tzaddik, he never would give him for the tzaddik. V'kach tzor gamkin shichet lebonim, v'chein yeshchet lebonim, oz yitosav al zeh chet ha'ovis, v'neashu avonim, and the bonim were killed zevadei b'yachad v'zenoch. Now you're going to ask me an obvious kasha. Lo yum suovus al bonim u bonim alavoisam. That's going to be the question. How's it going to be? It says all over the place the children don't die for the sins of their father. So let's deal with that. Then we have to deal with this. Let's see. So in number 20.
Even more generally, where do we see in other places that people get punished for other people's sins? I mean, I guess.
Well, that you do find that. We spoke, for example, Ochon as an example. Okay. He did something wrong and many people were killed.
Right, and like a Kal Yisrael kind of.
Right.
But this is like much more.
Family.
Yeah. It's spreading around.
Family. No, the son is a continuation of his father.
Okay.
So, well, let's see 20. Afal pishinema lo yumsu ovis albonim ish becheto yumusu. Right? No 20. It says there that what you're not supposed to doesn't work. Kvahik shekein aguraye bedvarim ubir shom shnei terutzim uve baris lishmos perichav for Ora 133. So go to the two more sheets later, and I brought that which he brings. So on the left side, note 133. Okay, you see that?
Which sheet?
Yes, sir. Okay? Note 133. Rei Begurayi. Egel Shaosa Aaron Aviyam. Shekosav, the Maral writes. Vimtoma Heich Nanshu Nodav Aviyu Beshvil Chet Aaron. How could Nodav and Aviyu die in the sin of Aaron? V'ksiv lo yumusov v'salbonim. Yeah. V'yesh loma d'lo nema lo yumusu elo kishe'en okse ma'isav oseyim b'yedeyim. That when do we say that they won't die? That's only if they don't continue the bad ways of their father. V'ka'an afal gav d'nodav aviyu tzadikim oyu. Even though they were super righteous people, mikomokum oyu mishtatfim gam kein b'chet Yisrael. Shari kol Yisrael otzo as egel. Everybody. Ulefichoch shayich poked ovon ovos al bonim. Therefore, since they're a part of the egel, they were also included in the chet of Aaron. So that when there was the moment to give an onesh, they gave the onesh for what they did plus what they did together with their father. Kivon de yesh bohem gam kein mechet ha'egel. That's one. That's one answer. Vo'od. Devadai nadav aviyu lo nechshovim yose tzadikim me'aron. It's definitely for sure they're not bigger than Aaron HaKohen. V'davke kishaben yose tzadik min ha'ov, only if the son is a bigger tzadik than the father, oz aminon lo yumsu ovis albonim. New idea. Then we'll say the sons won't die for the father. Avol bin yizeh b'vadei nechshovim o nodu v'aviyu o chazim b'maisa v'osein b'yodeyem. The law adifim and Aaron, they're not bigger than Aaron. And Afal gav the law so ema egel, even though they didn't make the egel. Mikomokum l'inyin zeh lo aminit sho yiyose tzadikim. Ki even shim bikshu lasus egel. If they would have asked for him, nodun vaviyu, they Mikol Shekain, they would have done it. It's a very strong, interesting answer. They aren't bigger than Aaron, right? And if they would have asked Nadav and Avihu to make the Egel, they would have done it.
But Aaron did it.
If the father was a Rosha and the sons are tzaddikim, then what would we say? They can't. Ain suffik the lo odif abein she'eno kol kach tzaddik kamo ha'av. So if the father sinned and the son is not bigger than the father, then the son is a continuation of the father, can get it because of the father. Uvur mitir tzasheni dafka kasher ben tzaddik yoser. Then we would say. But it's a very difficult answer because that's not the way it seems from Chazal, but the Matzah Maral learns it. That only time we say he was not going to die is if he's a bigger tzaddik than his father. But if he's not a bigger tzaddik and he's doing a similar act to what the father did, then the son could get it. So Nadav and Avihu are going to get it because of Aaron.
But Aaron didn't get it because he brought the carpet.
Right, he was saved. The tefillah and everything, that was saved him. But it didn't save the children.
There's no indication that they would have done that.
That's right, that's exactly it. How do I know they would have done right? That's what I'm saying to you. Every place you turn in this pasha is difficult. I just wanted to open up the mind a little bit that we should see some of the things concerning this thing.
But even if they would have done it, they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like the Besorah Morah.
That's right. I'm with you. I agree with you. I'm with you. But I'm saying to you at least that we have some, a little bit of an inkling about it. But it's very difficult, Pasha. And that we see, because every place we turn, there's some difficulty in it. But at least we have some, a little bit of an idea, some movement in it.
They were playing with fire and they blew up in their face.
There you go.
You're telling me that none of Avi are more sadik than...
No. They're not bigger.
They're greater than their siblings, their brothers.
And they're bigger than the siblings.
They were
great enough that Hashem picked them to be picked. And I thought, Moshe says that it would have come through Aaron and me. But it didn't. It came through these great people. Mm. That doesn't mean that they were bigger than Aaron and Moshe. It doesn't mean. It means they were greats. Now, how it works is very, very hard.
Okay.
Now, if you look in Aseres Hadibros, Aseres Hadibros says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays four generations l'son oy. And Rashi there says l'son oy means those who continue in the bad ways of their father.
The Lashon of Rashi was, Moshe said, Roa Anisha, he's Gedolim Imeni.
Right. Yeah, okay, the question is, was Gedolim Imeni? No question. No question. You're right, the question's good to question. I'm just saying, it's a very, very difficult. You know, okay, let's see a few things here at the end of the parasha. In the minutes that we have, let's see the end.
Why is it that it was okay, or that it was not okay to be Ma'ari, the Avilas, and the Simcha of Simchas Torah, but not the Simcha of the Mishkan?
So, what many Sfarim want to answer is that by making Misa at the moment of Matan Torah would not show me the Kedusha of what was going on, because it didn't affect that which was happening. The Misa by the Mishkan shows me the holiness of the place. So therefore, by killing them, by Matan Torah, it wouldn't do anything to, wouldn't bring out. But by the Mishkan, it shows you the Kedusha of the place. That's why it happened. Okay. The end of the Pasha tells us what is mutter, what's asr to eat. Now, it's one of the great things in Torah. You see, if somebody ever comes and asks you, how do you know that the Torah was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe man wrote it, right? This is one of the things that some of the conservative and reform say, that Moses wrote the Bible. Now, there are a number of points that show that it's impossible. One of them is Shemitah. Shemitah says that if they keep Shemitah, so then the sixth year will produce enough for the sixth, seventh, and half of the eighth. Now, if human would write that, all they would have to do is wait one Shemitah cycle, and they'd see that it's a joke. Right? Because it didn't produce it. Right? And then they'll say, Moshe didn't do it. And yet, I tell you myself, I was in Zichron Yaakov, and in Zichron Yaakov is a winery of Carmel wine. So I took a tour with my wife, and at the end of the tour, the Rav saw me, and he comes over to me, and he said, is there anything you would like to see? He said, sure. I said, I want to see the books on Trumas and Meisers, and I want to see Shemitah. So he said, no problem. And he pulled out the books, I don't remember the exact year, I think it was either 1880 or 1882, something in that ballpark. And he showed me how they poured out, how many gallons they poured out for Trumas and Meisers, how much they do it every year. And then he showed me how the produced on the sixth year. And I was in Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim, and I was there for a Shabbos, and I met an old Yid there, and I said, do you have books? He said, yeah, we have books going back from the Chazon Ish, helped lay down the kibbutz, and we have it till, I think he said it was 1934, or something in that ballpark, and we have books that on the Shemitah, the sixth year, it produced enough, sixth, seventh, and part of the eighth, since 1930-something. Now, if man would have written this, it would have been finished. It's over. Because all you need is one Shemitah cycle and it's finished. The other thing is this week's parsha. This week's parsha comes and he lists, these are the animals that are split hooves. These are the ones that are kosher. Now, how did anybody know that they're not going to come up with a new animal in the middle of Africa? And they'll bring it here and say, ah, you see, the Torah is wrong. It must have been written by someone who's willing to go out on the limb and say, these are the animals. So it can only be written by someone who knows all the animals and knows everything that's going on, and he's not worried that you're going to show and disprove them. Must have been written by the Rabbi Nishim. Good? Now, we are told we can't eat certain animals, certain things. Why? Let's begin to see. So the Pasuk here is telling us, as the Pasuk says, Zos achayesh shetokhu mikol habeim asher la'aretz. Let's look at the Sipurno. Sipurno is found on the left page. Zos atzachaya ashetochu. These are the animals. Now let's watch it carefully. Hine ache shisnatzu Yisrael es edyom aruchni. After they grabbed their holy setting, shekonu b'matan Torah, that they got from Matan Torah, the spirituality, with me? Shekonu b'matan Torah, ashebo yiru'uyim lishro shechina aleihem, that the Shechina was worthy, that we were worthy, that Shechina will dwell on us, bilti emtzoi, without a middleman, straight, that the Rabbeinu Shalom relates to us straight. Ka'omru b'chol mokum asha'azke shemi, wherever you mention my name, ovol eilecho, I'm going to come to you, ubeirachticho, and I'm going to bless you. K'mo shi'yo inyin, tzoinyin, losad lovo, k'mo shenenama, v'nasati mishkoni b'socham, I'm going to put my mishkon with you, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem, me'esu keel boruchu, achakach, me'esho, so shchinoso b'neim klal. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it, he lives, he's with us, he relates to us, and he's going to do it even more. Losad lovo, k'omru, k'lo ala b'kar b'chol, v'hisik Moshe Rabbeinu b'tfilos, so Ezetikun, and Moshe got a little bit of a fixing of that which we did wrong. Shetishra Shechina b'tocham be'emtsoyis mishkan v'kelov mishozo. When we sinned, So then we needed the Mishkan and the Kelim that helped bring Hashem to us. Ashi zigu v'zochu el vayar kvod Hashem el kolo'om v'al yuridas eish min Hashemayim. The fire came down from heaven. Uvechein rol letaken mizgom sheyimuchan lo'or b'orachayim anitzchim. And now we're fixed that we can relive with this light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh b'tikun ha-mezonos. Look at this. That's by fixing and being careful by what we eat, the hatolda and the outgrowth of it. V'osar, watch these words now. Es ha-macholim ha-temeyim es ha-nefesh. And the Torah told us we can't eat certain things because they make our soul tomei. B'midos, and I can't have the proper traits if I eat those foods. U'v'muchkolos, and my evaluations are knowing what to do. Ka'omru v'nitamtem bom. And you'll become tomei. Ka'omru al teshaktsu snafshet seichem. Ka'omru, as it says, v'lo sitamu snafshet seichem b'chol ha-sheretz. Ki ani Hashem amal eschem ha-yeretz mitzayim v'yos lachem elukim. V'skadishim, you should be holy. V'isim kedoshim pirish nitzchim. You can become everlasting beings. Mizdamim labore yizborach. You can be like Hashem, komri ki kodesh oni. Osanida vazova vayoledes lekadosh zera levitaro mikol tuma, and you can't live with your wife who is a nida. Why? Because you want the children to be tahor, and if you live with the wife who is a nida, the children that will come out will be tamei, and we want to make the children tahor. We want to be tahor. We want our children tahor. Come, revisatim es bnei yisrael mitumusam. Be careful from the tumah v'lo yemusu b'tamam mitamam mishkani asher besochem v'yizke loshen tumah by neveilus be'ema chayet tameya v'chayet shirotzim and neveilus. All of these things because they make us tamei. Omnom hamitamim esanefesh bovad veim dogim ofos chagovim. These things make our soul tomei. V'shash rotzim shem b'yam tumas maga klal. But all of this has effect. So in English they have a saying, they don't realize what they fully mean, but the saying is, you are what you eat. So, Savorn is telling you, yeah, that's true. You eat tomei, you're tomei. And if therefore you can't, and then, you know, the great people have said the following. How come the generations, as they go on, feel less and less, not the people who are keeping Torah, they are other people. When we grew up, right? There's only three of us who are over 14 years old, so we never have any problem. But when we were growing up, it was a very common thing. I had a neighbor. We moved into Muncie. Most of the people on my block were not religious. But the guy who lived across the street from me was Mechalel Shabbos. He had a lot of respect for us, but he was Mechalel Shabbos. But he never would eat chometz on Pesach. Not. He would eat matzah. The joke would be that on Chol HaMoed you go to a Met game and you could hear a crunch over the whole stadium. Understand? Everybody was eating matzah. Not from everybody. Next generation, not so. And now we come to the grandchildren of these people. The children already, we invited them into the sukkah. The grandchildren didn't know what Pesach was, didn't know what sukkah is, they didn't have any feeling for the whole deal. So therefore, why? Because this is what the Rani means. You eat tarfus, you're going, it stops the feeling. You can't have it. You eat clams and have bacon, you cannot have the feeling for the whole deal. It's not possible. And that's what he's saying here. Because you want to have the feeling for tahara, and you want to feel what it's all about, you have to eat what the Rabbi Shem tells you. You don't, you're going to become tomei. And as Chazal tell us, it's mitamteim es alev. It stuffs up the heart. and it cannot feel what it's supposed to. So that's why Chazal were always so machmir on eating. Because eating has a big effect on who we are. So therefore, when it comes to a question on a hechsher, see, I say, well, it's not so bad. It's not, I mean, it's not so bad. It could be metamne me. It could be metamte my heart. That I can't feel the blot gemara the next day. Why? Because I ate something that wasn't 100%. And therefore, the more generations that are eating all this tamay things, it's very, very hard. It's very hard to do it. And therefore, we have to realize it has a tremendous effect. Now look, for example, a little bit further, you'll see on the next page is the Ramban in Parshas Ki Tsetse. So the Ramban tells us on the left third, on the left page, right hand column, the paragraph starts Vehevi. Vehevi Raya. Min ha-shochet min ha-tzavar v'oref lo me-shekulam lonu v'lo la-Kadosh Baruch Hu. People say, listen, you know, that it's for us. The mitzvahs are for our benefit, not for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because why? The Rabbeinu Shalom told us how to do shechita. Does it really make a difference to the Rabbeinu Shalom if we shecht it by the neck? Or we kill it some other way. What does it make a difference? Must be, it's not nothing to do with Hashem. It has to do with us. That there's some gain. Or kovid labore, that there's some honor to Hashem. That by shechting it by the neck, rather than stabbing it in the back, there's some more kovid to Hashem. Elolonu heim. It's unbelievable, this piece. It's for our benefit. Ladricheinu b'nesivos orachamim. To put us on the ways of rachamim. Gam beis ha-shechita. Ve'viurayu acheres o ma'ipcheslo. What's the difference if you eat tohoros and o ma'ichol dmutoros? What's the difference what kind of animal you eat? Lechol tomeos. Sha'omra b'matoru tomeyim emochem. Look at this language of the Ramban. Nikiye nefesh, my nefesh, my soul will be clean. Chachomim, maskile yoemes, my mind can think the truth because I ate what's right. It's unbelievable. That means we're so connected, the body and the soul, that when we eat things that are not right, it's very hard. The Omram, im chochamt, if you became a chocham, chamt loch. His kiru ki amitzvus hamaisius, the actions, kagon shchita savor lelamdenu, midos tovos, va amitzvus agaduris beminyans lezakik esnavchenu. And these things are for purification of our souls. And therefore, kulam l'to alaseinu bilvad. It's all for our benefit. So when we have this idea of eating kosher, to eat things that we have to be very careful, that's for our benefit. We become people who clean our neshama, our seichel is clear, we're able to be connected to Hashem because we're eating properly. Now look at the Mesillas Yesharim.
I think you're saying the same thing, but basically it's a virus. Because if you start compromising in one thing, you're going to compromise in something else.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying more than that, much, much more.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, that when we eat something that's not 100%, it affects my soul. And now my soul can't feel what it's supposed to feel. So I can't feel the Rabbeinu Shalom the same way. My mind won't be able to think the Torah thoughts, the truths of Hashem. It can't think it the same way. Why? Because I brought tumah in to me by what I eat. So that's why I say to you, the Americans don't realize what they're saying, but we are what we eat.
Yeah.
You know. Now look at the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim is saying about Nikias. I just want to show you how he writes it out. V'ham madrega, the second paragraph. V'ham madrega gimel, acha gezel, v'arayus, linyin chemda, who iser macholos. It's the iser of food. Bein beinyan treifas atzmon, whether we're talking about treifas, bein beinyan taruvoseim, or their mixture, bein beinyan basa b'cholov, o chela v'dam, or bishul goyim, all of these things, v'inyan giulei goyim, cleaning from the dead, from the that of the goyim, yayin nischayim, yayin nesech, that which is touched by the goyim, stam yeinam, kol elu, Eila and the Kiyas poem, Tzorich Diktuk Godol. Not just exactness, great exactness. But Tzorich is a constant strengthening. Ki Yesh Taivas Alev. Hamis Avo B'maicholim Atovim. There is a desire of our body to eat good and to eat Geschmack. Like it. It's part of what we like. V'chisorin akis b'yisurei taruvas k'yotze b'zeh. U'proteyem rabim k'chol dineyem ayiduim, and the specifics are very known, v'amuvorim b'sifrei aposkim. V'amekil b'hem, and people who are lenient. B'mokum shomru la'achmir, when they told you be more stringent, eino elo, look at his words. Mashchis lenafsho is destroying his soul. B'kachomu b'sifri lo sitamu b'hem. Don't become tame. V'nitamtem b'hem. Imitamim atem b'hem. Sofchem litame b'hem. You're gonna get it. V'ainu ki amachus. Well, here it comes. Hamacholis o asuris machnisim. Tumo mamish belibo. Strong words. It brings real tumo into your heart. Uvenafsho shalodom. Ad, afraid to read these words. Shekidushoso shalamokum baruchu. To the point that the holiness of Hashem mistalekes, leaves, umisrachekes mimenu, and goes far away from him. That's if we eat the wrong things. Bumashomru b'shas gam kein v'netamtom imtintatam el v'nitamtom shaveirim etam alibu shalodom ki misalekes mimenu hadeyo amitas. Look at this. Because eating the wrong things take away your ability to understand clear and truthful thoughts. V'ruach haseichel, and the mind, shebore no sein lechasidim, because he gives it to the righteous people. Kamo shirav kosev, ki Hashem yitein chokhma. Hashem gives chokhma. V'nei unisha behemi. This guy who ate, he lost his spirituality. So what is he? He's a behemo. V'chumre meshuka begatzes olam hazeh. And he's just involved in this physical world. V'amacholos asuris yiseris bozeh. I'll call Isurim. Do you see what he said there? The eating is worse in many ways than all other Isurim. Kivin shein nichnasim begufa shal odam mamish. It goes literally into the body. V'nasim bosom yibesoro. And you becomes a part of you. And that's why we have to be so careful in what we eat. So the Sil Sushan continues a few lines. U'kedei lo'o di'enu. In order to let us know, shelo be'emes atameyos shkotzim b'vadeyu tameyim, helegam atreifus, things that are questionable in their shchita, b'min akosha atzmo, heim b'chlal tuma. That's all in question that brings tuma. So therefore, you know, people will come and tell you, what could be wrong? I'm going to go eat X. I'll tell them, how do you eat X? It doesn't have an echshir. What could be wrong? So let's say we don't know that the whole ingredients. Let's say we're not. But you can't eat something you're not 100% sure on. Why? Because if you don't know, it could be bringing in tuma. It could be metamtem your lave. Your seichel won't be the same. What do you mean, what could be wrong? I'll give you a whole long list of what could be wrong. Right? And we have to realize that. It's not simple. It's not a simple thing here.
It seems like this is a mitzvah, though, that if you're doing it, like, you're increasing your seichel. You're just
you're increasing the chance of Hashem giving you better seichel. Yes.
You're just going to the kosher store and buying the OU, right?
So it's for Hashem pretty easy.
Yeah. There's not much thought that has to.
Good. So, but when you go and you buy it, okay. You know, we won't discuss the price. We won't discuss it. So somebody asked me, so how come one of my hang-ups is Chol of Yisrael, right? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch you have to be super, super careful about it. And they say a story, I wasn't there, but they say a story that Ramesha drank in someone's house in Baltimore a cup of coffee, and the woman, as the coffee is being drunk, he went to Ramesha, she went, he said, oh, I forgot to tell the Rashiva, it's not Chol of Yisrael. So Ramesha, who was the highest level prince you could ever imagine. I can't even explain to you what kind of prince he was, how he dressed and how he talked and how he walked. He was literally a prince. He excused himself. He went to the bathroom. It doesn't want. So you say, but he gave a heter.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, but read the heter. It's not as simple as people make it. And even if so, Even with that, where it's readily available, it's not so pasha. So I'm not going into that sugya, right? That's a different. But it needs. You have to be very, very careful, and therefore we can't eat things without a real heksha. We have to be very careful. You know, like what could be wrong? A guy told me. He said I went skiing with my father, and we went into a place, and we bought tuna fish sandwiches. What could be wrong, Rabbi? Tuna fish sandwiches. I said, other than the bread might not be kosher, and the tuna could be from a tamayeb. Tuna doesn't always have a hechsher, and the mayonnaise could be wasn't kosher. But other than that, you're right. Right? So there was this old concept that was there 40 years ago. You can eat fish in a restaurant. It's not so kosher. Being nice, it's not bush. Fish is a very big question, right? Tuna, for just as an example, tuna, the fins and everything, if you don't see it on the boat, you can't always tell if it's kosher, because some of it, as they go on, falls off and things. There's a lot of things there. It's not simple. Then you see that it's metameus, push it, stuffs the heart. It
almost seems like, based on this, no one could become a Baal Tshuva.
No, so that's what the koach of tshuva is. Just the opposite. You see here much more what the koach of tshuva is. Tshuva can unstuff all of those years of McDonald's. It's an unbelievable that what you can see.
Yeah.
What tshuva can do.
No, but almost you couldn't get to the point where you would think about the tshuva because a person is so stuffed with.
But you see that the one. But when they're open, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a special ruach. That you see it. But you see the koach of tshuva, it's unbelievable. So therefore, Ben Hator, and he goes through, how much you have to be. Now go to the next paragraph. Umishi yeshlo moach bekodkodo. See his language? Anybody who's got any brains in his head, Yechoshev will think the Isser of Macholis kemacholim arasiyim or Michael Shneva is a dovarasi. We used to eat certain foods. Kinelo dovazeyera ikalodom alatz molekomimenu. People are easy to eat. Umisha lobo eizer beis meichush. If you have to worry about even the smallest thing, you have to worry. Vadesh lo yiko, you shouldn't be lenient. V'miko lo yeinechsha velo l'shot togomor. If you're lenient and you're not careful about the echsher, you're a complete fool. Ach iser maichu kva biyarnu oris, it's mamish poison. L'leiv la nefesh. How can anybody be lenient in such a case? In Baal Seichel, if he has any intellect at all. And put a sword in your throat to make sure you won't get it. In Baal Nefeshata, if you're a person of your soul. So that you see how careful the Torah is and how machmir we are about food, because food becomes a part of us, and how careful we have to be in what we eat, how we eat, whose hechsher we're eating, be careful we have to be, that we should be the people that can feel and understand our Kodesh Baruch Hu properly. Good and Shabbos.
That was the joke.
Yeah?